Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Lee Rod Dance Theater is the first professional dance company in South Dakota, founded by Lisa Conlon and Raina Rasmussen. The company performs its annual showcase, Face Forward, on Thursday, August 1st and Friday, August 2nd at 7:30 p.m. at the Orpheum Theater in Sioux Falls. And Lisa Conlon is here with us in the SDPB studios in Sioux Falls. Hey, Lisa, welcome back.
Thank you, Lori. It's great to be back with you.
Also with us, we have one of the dancers, Ashley Simonson. She's performing her fourth season with the company. Ashley, welcome.
Thank you so much.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the foundation of Lyra first. Lisa, tell us, take us back. Is this fourth season?
Fourth season. We're doing our fourth concert show.
And so now, you know, you sit back and from the outside, it looks like some people would think you've always been here after four seasons. But this wasn't a given. This was a big deal to start.
Yeah, it was actually. I used to live in Minneapolis. I danced there professionally, and my husband got a job here. So I called Raina. I was guest teaching at Ballerina Dance Studio, or Raina's studio, and I said, would you ever want to start a professional dance company with me? And she was like, absolutely. So then when I moved here, we started the company, and our goal was to make it professional. So I think we've done a really great job with that, trying to get the word out with some of her students that are advanced students that are going on to major in dance in college. A lot of them are at college, and they'll come back and rehearse with us on the weekends on different breaks. And then we also have a lot of moms that used to dance and then maybe took a break when they were having their kids. And we have professional dancers in the group that dance professionally other places. And what I like about our company is we like all styles of dance. So it isn't just ballet or just jazz or just contemporary. So we have a lot of eclecticity, if that's a word.
It is now. Yeah.
It is like now. Yeah. I love it. So so our program that we're doing has all different styles of dance on the program. And then what I didn't really realize what would happen is we really want to inspire people to love the arts and entertain people to love the arts. But we've really been reaching out to the community, doing a lot of community outreach. So we've been working with different nonprofits. We did a performance with Helpline Center. Ashley was in that too, at the 1 Million Cups. We performed at Dahl Rummel, and we're doing something with Touchmark. We've been going in and teaching dance lessons to their residents.
Oh, wonderful.
And yeah, we just have a great time with them. Actually, we go tomorrow again. We do some of the favorite things that they like, the swing and the two-step and the waltz. And so we've been trying to do a lot of community outreach. We have been dancing with NAMI. So we actually have
When you say the swing and the two-step and the waltz, that's a very specific thing to sort of think that these are dances that people grew up doing that really don't exist in the same way. You don't have the community dance hall in rural South Dakota like you used to. So what they must just light up. Tell me a little bit about those opportunities and how they're received.
Well, it's actually really, really fun. So our best student was 94 years old. And when I talked with Helen about setting up the classes at Touchmark, she said they really like, you know, the old school music, Elvis Presley and Bing Crosby, Frank Sinatra, you know, all of that older music. And so I made a playlist of all that kind of music. And then they really responded to that. They all started tapping their feet, moving their arms. And so we just introduced some of the basic steps, and a lot of them remembered all of them. So
you know, this is what happens. You know, I watch you all dance, and then everybody must go home and just secretly dance around their living room. Like, you know, we all do that. Like, we humans, we earthbound people, we all wave our arms around at home because it's such, it's infectious in the best possible way. But nobody wants to watch me do that. I want to watch you do that. Oh, Raina Rasmussen is also with us, a co-founder of Lyra Dance Theater. Welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Let's talk before I forget about the actual performance that's coming up. Who wants to sort of begin with what the show is? Raina.
Oh, I think this year is so exciting because it's not only just new work from Lisa and myself, But we also have amazing guest artist Tracy Stanfield from New York City, who set a piece on us. So it's just, I think, so exciting because every year it's something new and exciting. But we also have new dancers with us as well. So I think it brings a new crowd of people because everybody kind of has a following of their friends and family that would come in. So I think what's so exciting about Lyra every year is that not only our sponsors, but also the people that we know, but the new people that come in that maybe never knew that we have a professional dance company here in Sioux Falls. Right. I think Lisa and I were talking last night. We already have 5 new members that are just coming out of the woodwork. And we were like, where are these people coming from?
Where are all these dancers?
Like, how are you danced in Disney? Wait, you danced on Carnival Cruise Lines? Wait, you danced at New York City Ballet? We didn't even know you were in Sioux Falls. And so it's really, really, really cool, I think, that we're meeting people that we never knew were even in Sioux Falls and their friends and family. And it's just a whole new community, I think, that has came together and bonded. And it's kind of our Lyra family. So it's really amazing.
What can audience goers expect from the performance? All different genres?
Ashley, do you want to
bring Ashley into the conversation? Tell us. Well, I was going to ask you first a little bit about yourself and your trajectory with this company. Tell us a little bit about you.
About me. Yeah. So this is my 4th year, and I grew up dancing, since I was 3 through high school, through college. And I thought after I had my daughters that season of my life was kind of over. It's kind of now my daughters get to dance. But I randomly heard about Lyra when my daughters were taking dance class at Ballerina and auditioned, and it's been such an exciting opportunity, and it's just so much fun. Every year, you get through that summer where we're just rehearsing and it's so busy and you're like, oh, I don't know if I have time for this, but then the camaraderie and the actual show, when that comes, it's so much fun, and I have such a great bond with everyone. I get to meet people who are, I'm friends with 17-year-olds on up. It's just fun to get back into that lifestyle that I was used to when I was younger.
Right. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about the show.
The show. So it starts, I am very excited. These wonderful co-artistic directors have made they're so unique, but it's such a cohesive show at the same time. So Raina is such a contemporary, and she has contemporary dances that are challenging, and they make you feel things like, when I'm first starting to learn the dances, I'm like, I'm just not understanding where this is going. And then you see the whole show together. It's like, it makes sense. I can see how one piece leads into the next. And then with Lisa too, it's the same thing where, there's this story to be told, and the way that they mesh together, and Lisa's style being, more of the musical theater. She's also having the Goodnight Theater singing too with her piece, but it's just, I don't know, the whole thing, I guess, with the Face Forward as the title, it brings it together. And
this is my favorite thing about interviewing dancers. I say this every time you're on, for the people who are listening on the radio, dancers talk, but mostly they move.
Yes, I know.
And
I
so they say that they move and they describe things with their body. And then you're like, okay, well, we have to use our words.
Yes, I know. Words are hard.
We're not very good at using words. But
I know. We can use our arms and our feet. Yeah.
That's why you need to come to the show, because the story is told through movement and not our words. Yeah. We're not very good at talking.
Nope.
And as a writer, I used to interview, and then I have to go back and describe it, and I would, I'd have these notes, and I'd be like, you never finished a sentence, Lisa. Like, what am I supposed to write? And so I would just write that you finished it with your arms, you finished it with your shoulders, your hips, your body. It's so part of your DNA at this point, Lisa, isn't it?
It
to
sure
just
is.
Movement, yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I get really inspired actually by music too.
Yeah.
So music really inspires me. So if I hear music, that's sometimes I'll get an idea or a concept of what I want to do. If there's something that's usually a lot of times when I choreograph a piece, it's something that's going on in my personal life or with someone that I know. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, a topic that I want to explore. So usually that's how I start with a piece with a concept. And then I'll listen for music that would go with that concept or how what I think would go with that concept. And then my husband and daughter, I drive them crazy because I'll listen to the first 16 counts of music over and over and over again in my living room. Yeah. I have a little kind of a sunroom where it's all cleared out so I can move. And sometimes they'll be in the room and they'll just be like, oh, this music, you're playing it over and over and over and over again. But I start to get the movement. But you know what I mean? Sometimes you have to listen.
There she
to
goes
something.
Again. She's dancing in the studio. Raina, what inspires you from a choreography standpoint when you're creating something totally new, something from nothing into space? Yeah.
Music as well as Lisa too. I think when we're dancers, music is really part of it. But I really feel like it's sequencing for me. So I always try to find movement that I've never had on my body before. So I really try to be like unusual in all my movement. I try not to like repeat stuff. And so I think when I start out a piece, I'll do like an 8 count, and then I'm like, okay, my body feels like it should come this way. And then I really try to use like the entire stage. So I try to make movement that uses the entire stage, but also a lot of levels as a contemporary, really is contemporary my main thing, I would say. I really try to use a lot of levels, like going down and up and using the entire floor and obviously the music as well, but really trying to be sequencing, like how does this movement flow into this movement? How does this movement flow into this movement?
How hard is that to do, to create something that a movement that you've never done before? After, you know, you've done a lot. You're experienced dancers who've traveled all over the world dancing.
Yes, right. I think like when you said it's in us, there's something in us that makes that happen. And I think it is kind of hard. I think it's more challenging. It's easier to go to what you know. But I always try to come up with new ideas and new movement. So my movement looks different each year. So I think it's a little bit more challenging, but also it's exciting. It's exciting because it feels good to do something different.
Actually, how hard is that to learn?
When I grew up dancing, I was very much by the book, like, on this count, your arm goes here, and here it goes here, and you need to be at this spot at this time. And I've really come to learn, especially, you know, with how, well, both of them, but with how Raina teaches, it's you really have to feel the music in order to do the choreography how it should be done. And so it took me, I would say, the last year and a half to 2 years is when I've started to really, I remember the first year being like, I can't do this. I don't hear the little whoop in the music to go on that spot. But now I'm understanding that, and I'm just letting go a little bit more, not trying to be so structured and rigid, but it's coming all together.
How has being dancers changed just the way you move in the world? And I don't mean like at the gas station, do you pump gas elegantly? I mean, how does it change, although I'm sure you do, how does it change just how you see the world?
That's a good question. I think when I was studying dance in college, I saw it completely different because I felt like I was really free and dance was my life and I just could dance and just dance because I was studying it and the people around me were studying it. So I feel like it was very like mind-blowing and a mind-opening, like, oh my gosh, like even the way I walk is different than most people or whatever. Right. And I was so conscious of everything I was doing. And I think when I started teaching it, it was more like I have to have this student, whatever age they are, understand where I'm coming from. Mm-hmm. I can't just be free in my own movement. They need to understand why I'm doing this movement. And so I think, again, that's why picking the right music for the right moment and the right piece and the right genre and the right age is super important, because I can't give 5-year-olds, I could, but I think age appropriate and also where a child or adult is in their life to understand, this movement. So in some of our pieces, we're diving a little deeper. And so I don't want to put a 16-year-old in some of these pieces because some of them haven't had the experiences of a woman who's had a baby. So I think sometimes the music, the genre, the age, and also the understanding of the movement is really important because I totally dance different now than I did in college because I've had more life experiences.
Right. So Lisa, how about you? How does it change sort of just how you live in the world, being a dancer, being a choreographer?
You know, I think I'm more aware. It depends on where I am. So sometimes if I'm on a trip, if I'm in a new city, and if I'm in a new restaurant if somebody's doing something and I see a shape, it will inspire me. And I'll be like, oh, that would be a good thing to put into a dance. Yeah. Just how somebody else is moving or just seeing something outside can inspire me. I also draw on experience. My parents passed away about 9 years ago, and just being in the hospital all the time, and my daughter was very sick as a child. And so just being in the hospital all the time when I was in that environment, it kind of created a few years after that, it created memories for me, and I just felt like I needed to express that through dance. So I ended up creating a show about the stages of grief. Mm-hmm. And it was from memories of being in the hospital and, all of that encompassed. And same with my daughter, with her seizures, I just kind of encompassed the people around me and what was going on with them too, mm-hmm. and put that into a piece.
The body knows.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. The show is called Face Forward. You can get tickets Thursday, August 1st, Friday, August 2nd at 7:30 p.m. It's at the Orpheum Theater in Sioux Falls for the Lyra Dance Theater Company. Where are the tickets at? Where do they go?
They go to our website, LyraDanceTheaterCompany.com.
All right. Thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate your time.
Thanks so much, Lori.
Thanks for inviting us.